Welcome to Design to Help Your Business Grow. I'm your host, Randy Lynn Johnson. Each episode will bring tips and insight into how to make sure your interiors are working for you and growing your business. Robin, you're all about brand cohesion in a business, and you incorporate that into all of your projects. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me more about what that means and maybe a little bit of what it looks like?
Yes. So, you know, a lot of people, when I talk to them and ask them, you know, tell me more about your brand collateral, the first thing they want to do is go, yeah, we've got that logo, and which is definitely part of the brand mm-hmm. package. But it helps me know that they have not spent very much time maybe even writing their own story, their company story or their personal story. If they're a small business that has a principal owner, an operator, so many of those have a story behind how they got into that business, why they're there, what makes them tick, what gets them out of bed in the morning. This is the kind of stuff that I love to hear about, and so do branding agents. Mm-hmm. That's how they're going to build a brand for them. And when that hasn't happened yet, by the time they get to me, that's one of the first things I want to help them with is connect them to a great branding agent so that their story can come out and be expressed in some collateral, you know, visual collateral and data that can be used for marketing and that kind of stuff. That's the stuff that I then take into the design, and it informs the design for me.
Yeah. So somebody's brand is more than just a sleek website mm-hmm. or a memorable digital ad campaign.
Yes. Those are definitely necessary pieces to their puzzle. That's how they're going to be introduced when they're not around. You know, that's what marketing is, right? Mm-hmm. How people learn about us when we're not there talking about ourselves or telling about our own business. But for me, the space that people come into is always talking. So whatever space it is, if you have clients or you have customers, you're selling products or services, doesn't matter. If you have a physical space, when people come in, that space is communicating. And if you haven't paid attention to what it's saying, it could be saying the wrong thing. Hmm. And that's the way that I see branding and storytelling coming into the interior design, is that we want to make sure we're telling the right story. We're communicating who you are. In other words, if you just thought I have great product or I have great service, but you never thought about your space could be saying, I haven't spent any time or money on this. I'm kind of cheap. Mm. And that may not be true at all, mm-hmm. but because you haven't spent any put any attention into it or made sure that it was communicating who you are. It could also be communicating something opposite of what you want to do. I've seen this happen before. Go into an office and the lighting is harsh, but what they're trying to do is sell a product that is based on care and relational connection. And if the lighting is harsh, it immediately makes me want to back out and go home because mm-hmm. I feel like I might be in for a root canal or something.
Yeah, that's great. I've heard you mention, you know, just with design, it's more than, you know, carpet and art on the wall. Mm-hmm. Like you almost make it like an art installation where you step in and you just feel mm-hmm. everything, right?
Yes. So interior designers that are licensed, we are not actually junior architects, but we are trained in life safety, ADA compliance, space planning, obviously, that's some of the basics. But in doing so, we can come into the interior of a space and determine what's going to actually fit here, how to squeeze every square inch for profitability out of a space. This is one of the things I work on with clients, business owners, is asking them, what's your 5-year plan? What's your 10-year plan? How long are we going to be in this space? Hmm. How much do you plan to grow in the next 5 to 10 years? Let's make sure that we put that in the space planning now so that we don't have to disrupt the flow of your income potential in the future by having to do construction again when you grow. Let's think ahead and make sure that the space is going to really fit your future.
So you really give business owners a lot to think about.
A lot.
I mean, it's probably more than they even bargained for. They think, I need an interior designer to come in and talk about carpet and mm-hmm. paint. But you're really helping them think about how to grow their business. And I think that's amazing. I've never heard of anything like it. And it really sets you apart.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. We do think a little differently. And like I said, you know, in the beginning, I think it's because of the way I'm wired. I think about business all the time. And one of the things that I have people, business owners say is we do a very in-depth discovery meeting to learn about them. And what we learn then becomes their design. And in that meeting, I ask lots and lots of questions that sometimes, you know, it's about an hour, maybe sometimes hour and a half, depending. And I've had people at the end go, can you give me those questions? I don't think I've ever asked those to my team. I don't think we've considered some of those things before. And I think it's because we know from, you know, Pazzi Commercial Interiors that to really establish a true narrative design that tells their story, we have to dig deep and understand what makes them tick, what makes them great, what makes them set themselves apart from their competitors.
In an increasingly competitive market, the merits of using interior design as a strategic growth tool can make all the difference in not just surviving, but thriving.
Pazzi Commercial Interiors, designed to help your business grow.